Past the midway point at the legislative session, we check in on how the governor's preschool plan is faring. That's the subject of our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Suwan Lee is on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So where are we at with this? I mean, there's a lot of support to see early education, being given a boost. But what's the politics involved?
Right. I don't think anyone would deny the fact that pre-K programs here are very important. What this bill is about is basically clarifying the fact that the Executive Office on Early Learning has the administrative authority to manage these state-funded pre-K classrooms. Now, that's all the bill really says. It's a clarifying measure. It's not a funding bill, the one that I wrote about, 921, House Bill 921, which, as you referenced, has crossed over into the Senate at this halfway point in session. So the politics behind it really is who ought to be controlling the expansion of state-funded pre-K. And that's, of course, where the governor, does get involved, as the story says today.
Right. So, I mean, I can see his point of view, where you want to have the administrators kind of in charge of what's happening on their facility.
So the current situation and dispute is over who ought to really be overseeing the expansion. We have an office that was established in 2012 called the Office on Early Learning, and then we had the Department of Education, which, of course, manages the K through 12 grade levels currently. So the issue is how to build out a high-quality early learning system when you already have an office that's been established and delegated with this task. But then again, these classrooms, yes, like you said, are on DOE campuses. So there's this kind of, tussle over who should be really kind of administering the funding, controlling the expansion, overseeing just that whole process. And now it ought to be a partnership, and I think that's what the governor wants. He's made that completely clear in comments and in public statements, and I think people are waiting to see how that's going to play out.
So how do they do it in other places? Do you know?
Well, the U.S. has a totally, states sometimes have the department, their own departments of education, or districts in states have their own departments of education overseeing this. Other states have a separate early learning office, kind of like Hawaii has. I know Washington State has a separate division devoted to early learning. I believe Massachusetts and Georgia do as well. So it's a common model to have a separate office on early learning, separate from a Department of Education, because it's such a specialized field, early childhood education.
Right. And then we do have the only statewide Department of Education, so that's a whole nother wrinkle, I'm sure. We certainly hope that there is more talking and they can iron out their differences.
Right, and I think that the silver lining and sort of the debate going back and forth is that this bill has generated discussion and kind of raised this issue to the forefront of educational policy in the state, and how should Hawaii move forward in sort of thinking about expanded public pre-K. State-funded pre-K is a relatively, I guess, a new program here in Hawaii since, we launched several new classrooms in 2014, just 5 years ago. So there's 26 current classrooms under the EOEL's purview right now. That does not include Head Start, of course, or private pre-K, or some of the pre-K classrooms under the charter schools, but it's a growing program, and I think people just want to see it continue to grow.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to watch, but thanks so much, Suwan.
Thank you.
That was education reporter Suwan Lee with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.